Educate, not ruminate. Hi, and welcome to the ANJ PEI Treasures E. Jean Simpson Author blog post and podcast. I'm your host, Jean, coming to you from the beautiful province of Prince Edward Island, Canada. The blog post and podcast is an opinion piece and only reflects this author's opinion and not that of any other entity. I hold no designations in politics, economics, or medicine. I am retired from the mental health field and I am a humanitarian and speak from that viewpoint only. Whether you agree or not, at least I hope it makes you think. As Lily Tomlin said, I always wondered why somebody doesn't do something about that. Then I realized I was somebody. It seems that there are some embarrassing conditions that people don't talk about, and it's literally killing people. If you want to find out more, then stay tuned. Right from the start, I'm stating that I am speaking on this disorder because I have this condition, and I was diagnosed later in life. Now that's out on the table, I hope you're starting to feel uncomfortable because I intend to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly about it. If you don't want to listen, I'd stop listening now and tune out. I hope that this will save lives. First, I can tell you Crohn's disease is something that cannot be cured. It is one of the inflammatory bowel diseases, and there are a bunch of those. I add an article in my blog post write-up and in my podcast write-up about Crohn's disease. They all have different issues, and within Crohn's disease, there are different areas that can be affected, starting at the mouth and right on down to the anus. Now, there is some good news. Just because you have Crohn's disease doesn't mean you'll have a shorter life than anyone else. And I have a link to an article on that in my podcast write-up and in my blog post. So this is not a death sentence. It isn't comfortable, and some of the symptoms can occur out of nowhere. Sometimes I get tired easily. I can have flare-ups. There can be diarrhea or constipation, even nausea and fatigue. I tend to be on the luckier side and mostly manage it with my diet. I found out that for me, I either have an allergy to wheat gluten or I don't tend to digest it well. I won't go too deeply into diets because generally they have advice all over the board and I'm no dietitian or doctor. The thing to keep in mind is that depending on what is affected and what your own body tolerates, you may find that what some people can use, others cannot. For example, I know other people who have parts affected that I do not have, and they can't even do strawberries because of the seeds. This is not a problem for me. They have better medications that help to control symptoms as well, so perhaps a dietitian can help you get a better grasp on what will help you. Now, flares, they can happen. Sorry, it's a fact. Might as well figure out what to do about it. I've got an article from the Mayo Clinic in the write-up to my podcast and in my blog post. Again, it seems that different things work for different people, but there are generalities. Do not take this as a recommendation in any way. I find a flare, what helps me are small meals, rice, potatoes, bananas, and Jell-O seem to reduce problems for me, as well as some of the things they suggest in the article above. I break one of the rules, like the one of no soda. I actually find ginger ale helps when I have nausea. I cannot recommend things as I'm not a doctor. I only say what works for me, and it may not work for you. Your specialist can be more helpful. The one thing that article at the top of the paragraph from the Mayo Clinic suggests is that one has to minimize the stress in your life. It doesn't cause the disease, but it can complicate things and make the flare worse. Now, if I haven't made you totally uncomfortable yet, hang on, dear readers and listeners, I'm only half done. Now on to the medical help to keep things from getting out of control. I know no one likes to talk about this. There is the colonoscopy, and in some cases, as in mine, the added endoscopy. Let's start with the colonoscopy. To be honest, the worst part is the prep, literally. There are different preparation solutions. If you can't handle one, there are others. Your specialist will be able to tell you. The one I use came in a package with two envelopes. Depending on your size and body mass and system, you may only have to do one. There are also liter bottles of liquid stuff. Anyway, after you take that, you need to have ready access to a bathroom. It's meant to clear out your system so the camera can do a good job of looking. Follow directions from your specialist, and I have a link in the podcast write-up and in the blog post about that, about the colonoscopy, and it gives you more details. Essentially, a camera is inserted through your back door to keep it polite, you know, where people tell you to shove things if they're angry with you, and the specialist looks to make sure everything is okay. Now, it's not fun for anyone. The specialist does it because they want to make sure you live a long and healthy life. The next thing they can do is an endoscopy. And I've got a link in my podcast write-up and in my blog post to that article that tells you what it's about. Generally, if you need this done too, it is done when you do the colonoscopy, because why do preparation twice? This one is a camera down your throat. I presume a different camera. It is also to make sure everything is okay in there. Now, no one really loves doing these, but the fact is that if you have Crohn's, you're at a higher risk for some issues. And I have a link in my podcast write-up and in my blog post to that information. Now, there is an embarrassment factor, but I kind of prefer to live a long and healthy life. Believe me, I would love to see some other options. I mean, who wouldn't take a more comfortable method if one was available? Sure, there are other tests that you can get, but generally screening won't do the whole trick if you have the condition, but it might give information. Bottom line, I've done one of the screening tests because the disorder can come with internal bleeding. I was still sent for the scopes, but you need to discuss your options with your doctor, and I have a link in my podcast write-up and in my blog post about the fecal occult blood testing, and yes, it does save lives. As Josh Shipp has said, you either get bitter or you get better. It's that simple. You either take what has been dealt to you and allow it to make you a better person, or you allow it to tear you down. The choice does not belong to fate. It belongs to you. The general population will not understand the struggle that one has when their body decides to do what it wants and not always the thing you would want it to do. As I originally wrote this, I had a bad night. Something new to me that I ate obviously decided that it was going to leave. I was up for about an hour. I'll spare you the details. You can't see the medical condition on the outside. Some people have medical conditions that you can see. Some have medical conditions you can't see. The scars are still there. Some days it's like wading through mud. I would love to have the energy to do everything I want to do, but sometimes it just isn't going to work. As the philosopher Confucius is credited with saying, our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Life with chronic illness is not all fun. We fight multiple stigmas on a daily basis. We fight our bodies and the thing it does that we don't enjoy. These are things that we can't do or do as much as we want. With education about the disease and the general inflammatory bowel diseases and less fear of the testing and using the resources that are available, we can live reasonable lives. Sure, things aren't always perfect, but we can make things as perfect as we can make them. Life with chronic disease is just a different lifestyle. Understanding our bodies and the disorder we have can help us be our best possible selves. As Tony Bernhardt said, do not spend your precious energy worrying about how others view your medical condition. You have to live with it, they don't. It is important to find ways that work for you. You have to find a happy balance. If you need to rest, then you have to rest. If you have energy to do things, then you can do things. Sometimes you'll decide to push past the fatigue or illness and do something if you think it is worthwhile. People will always judge. It's up to you if you're going to let it mess with being the best you can be or not. It's also up to you to make sure that you take care of your needs. If you have a medical condition, when you get to have your specialist, make sure that you talk with them. Make sure you find the information you need to be the best you can be. I can also tell you that sometimes your specialist knows things about your condition that general practitioners do not know. Doesn't mean anything against their general practitioner. They mostly deal with everyday stuff. So when you are told something that does not hold true to what your specialist told you about your condition, follow the specialist. Remember, a specialist has years of training with your specific illness. They are the ones that know what works and what doesn't. Even something as innocuous as vitamins or pain relievers can be important in your battle. I've had some doctors that thought I was normal telling me that there were things I needed or could use, and afterwards when I checked with the specialist, this was not good for my particular situation. Remember, general practitioners might not have training in the specific disorder. Nothing against general practitioners. They have to do a lot of different stuff, and generally it is with the normal populations. So sometimes the different person has to know what their specialist has told them. Thanks for listening to my podcast and or reading my blog post, and thanks for your interest in ANJPEI Treasures. Our blog posts are available on WordPress and Goodreads. Podcasts are available on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Amazon, just to name a few. All my ebooks can be found on Amazon, Smashwords, and you can find us on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. And I have links to all those in the write-up to my podcast and in my blog post. Thank you for listening or reading. Have a nice day. Bye for now. I'm sorry, you know, man.